Although I didn't put on the marmakomas, I asked you guys to see it. Please. And thank you. The Gemara that we mentioned, we went a little bit off topic yesterday about whether or not Gidon Asher applies to a non-kosher animal. A pretty fundamental question. So we said that the Gemara on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph that Moshe underlined over here, good. Vishani Asam, Da'amar Kra, Al-Kain Lo Yochu B'nei Yisrael is Gidon Asher. Even according to Rabbi Shimon who holds Ein Begidim Benoi Sein Tam, Al-Kain Lo Yochu B'nei Yisrael is Gidon Asher. Listen to what the Gemara says. Mishe, Lee, are you listening? Mishe Gido Aser Upsaro Mutter. Gidon Asher applies to something that the Gidon Asher is Aser, but otherwise it would have been Mutter. Yotzazu, excluding this, meaning what? This meaning a Behema Tmeya, Shegido Aser, Upsaro Aser. That this was in any case, the Basar was Aser, Gidon Asher would not apply to. That is the way the Gemara presents Reb Shimon that holds what? Ein Begidim Do Sein Tam. Holds whether or not Gidon Asher applies to a non-kosher animal. Good? Which is a major historical machlekes, Reb Yehuda Chachamim, Ram Perish Mishnayis, Rashi, some Soifers, excellent, a lot of Chumash Torah. Good? That's the way Reb Shimon passes. Back to Lamaisa Bezman Azeh, back to that's the way the Gemara presents. Okay, good? Remember that Gemara. Another Gemara that you didn't see in the Marmar Kaimus. And then we'll get back to the Marmar Kaimus. Yeah. Gidon Asher. Mishnah says, Gidon Asher, Noheg be'aretz u'bechutz la'aretz. Applies in America and applies in Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei abayis v'shelo bifnei abayis. Nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Applies without the Beis HaMikdash. Good. Excellent. Bechulin u'bemukdashin. Bechulin u'bemukdashin. Applies to chulin and applies to hektish. Okay? Does Gidon Asher apply to Hektish? Comes on the Gemara, Mukdashim Pshita, Mishum da Akdashay Pakale Isser Gidon Asher? What, you think because you're Makdash this animal, Gidon Asher is not going to apply? Kind of like what Teague just asked, well, why should a Hektish make any difference? About the Gidon Asher applies. If you eat it, you're ever Gidon Asher. V'chitema, Yesh Beginim Menoy Sintam, Va'aser iser mukdashin v'chayla iser gid. Whoa, hold on one second. Then you're saying that there are two isurim, so it has to be totally on what iser chalal iser. So you have to say that yesh beginim no sein tam. So it was aser mitam hektish, right? It's aser mitam Gidon Asher, and Gidon Asher has taste, and therefore the iser hektish is chal on top of it, right? But what says the Gemara? So then that should be, then the phraseology of the Mishnah makes no sense. Hai mukdashin noyeg begid mi boile. Then the Mishnah should say, mukdashin has the Yisr Gidon Asher. That's not the Lashon of the Mishnah. Elokasover ein begidim benoi sein tam. Rather, we're going in the Manda Omer that ein begidim benoi sein tam. And if ein begidim benoi sein tam, what does the Mishnah mean? Ube mukdashin iser gid iser ika, iser mukdashim leka. So what does the Gemara say? If you hold Ein Begidim and O Sein Tam, there is an Isser Gid, but there's no Isser Hektish. Good?
No.
No. Bad. Well, I'm just reading Gemaras right now. Good? Well, I'm just stacking it up. Okay? Now, yesterday, we started off with the Ha'ara of Tosfos on our daf that holds, based on the Gemaras, Machloikes, Tanoim, whether Yesh Begidim and O Sein Tam or Ein Begidim and O Sein Tam, right? Is there taste? Is there not taste? By the way, all of you are bothered by, like, I don't know, just taste it. What's the mitzias? So the Chavez Das deals with that question, isn't it? A Shaila mitzias, does Gidon Asher have taste or not? So apparently there's a minute amount of taste that the Gemara's Tanoim are debating if that is enough of taste to be considered taste in the world of Kashrut. So just for the question that's been bothering you guys of, like, what in the world are we arguing about over here?
What? We said it's possible to ask for a goyis, and then maybe no one can really taste it.
Well,
they
feel it won't work.
Yeah.
I hear. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Chachamim, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if you say it's like a goy, yeah, right, good, excellent. So that's just the machlekes and mitzias. It's not a machlekes and mitzias. It's a halachic machlekes, but about a minute amount of time. Good. So now, comes along Taisa, he says, I'm just making a simple cheshbon based on the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says that if you hold lo yoichal Rabbi Yavo, anytime that says lo yochal, it's echad iser achila, echad iser anah b'mashma. Frek the Gemara Kasha, why is it mutter to give a gid anoshe to a goy? How do you know it's mutter to give a gid anoshe to a goy? The Mishnah says, shaleach adam yirchol le nachri. Person has the ability to send it to a goy. Ah, Rabbi Yavo, why? It says, al kein lo yochlu gid anoshe. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat a gid anoshe, right? Shouldn't that be aser ba'no? You shouldn't be able to give it to a goy. Zok Rabbi Yavo, no. When the Torah was matir, nevela ba'no. Because it says, o machro le nachri. The Torah was matir not only the baser, but it was matir hu vigido uvchelbo. The gid was also mutter v'ana. Says the Gemara, boys, and here's the critical point. That makes all good and sense. If what? You can compare baser to gid. Means yesh bigidim and osein tam. Gid is more similar to baser. But if you hold what? Like Rabbi Shimon, that ain't bigidim and osein tam. Then what? You're up the creek. Because what? The Torah was never matir. Gid, the Torah was only matir baser. Says the Gemara, in echanami, according to Rabbi Shimon, in beginim no Saint Tom, it's taka aser ba'na, comes along Tosfos and Chulin, just quoting that Gemara, and says, by the way, if you're selling your gid to a nachri, make sure that he's not paying extra money for the gid, because the way Rabbi Avo comes out, that gid is not no Saint Tom, and we're passing the Hilchasa, in beginim no Saint Tom, there will be another practical implication that gid anusha will be aser ba'na.
What do you mean? You can't just give it.
You can't sell, you can't add more money, or as Charlie pointed out, you can't add weight to the item and get more benefit from it, because gid anusha would be aser ba'na. What? No. If I'm selling a big piece of meat, I'm not getting any added benefit for the. That's what Tosfos says. If I'm paying for the actual meat and there's just a gid anusha in there, but I would pay the same exact money for the meat anyway, so then I'm not getting benefit from the gid anusha. But ein echanami, if you're selling the gid anusha, that would be aser ba'na. That's what Tosfos said. Okay. Yeah, that's an isser of lo sechanim. That's an isser. That's not forget, right? Nevela is mutar ba'ana. That's just, it can't be a manas chinam. And a lot of the shailas, this comes up a lot, you know, in holiday season time. You know, people want to give gifts, and the question is lo sechanim. You're not allowed to give a gift to a guy. So the shach paskins, a little bit of a tangent, Moshe. The shach paskins that as long as you're makir the guy, as long as you have a relationship with the guy, right? You know, my housekeeper, or you know, I have a business partner. This is very important, and you know, I'm doing it not as a matnas chinam, but I want to have a good relationship. So then, that would not be considered lo sechanim. I'm talking tozer. Oh, okay. So it's not a matnas chinam. So beautiful. So that's the shach paskins that comes up handy. That's going to have a lot of shells that you're going to face in the future. That would not be. Right, so if it's you just have to make sure it's not a matnas chinam. That's a separate issue of lo sechanim. But that has nothing to do with gid. That has to do with an iPhone. That has to do with a scarf. You know, that's you know, I wouldn't get this scarf because it's a rebbe's scarf. But you know what I'm saying? But you know, whatever is relevant to, yeah, Charlie.
So the definition of matnas chinam would be you're deriving benefit as well.
A lack of matnas chinam, correct?
Yeah.
It's not a free gift, exactly.
What's the problem with kid being a person who isn't Jewish
yet? Lo sechanim. The pasuk says you're not allowed to. It's Gemara in Avodah Zarah. You can't give him.
Is there a reason behind it?
The Gemara learns three drushas from Lo sechanim. You shouldn't give him a chaniyah bakarka. You're not allowed to give away Eretz Yisrael, which is the big issue with what?
Selling land.
With which halachic issue? Selling land. Outside of the political
either.
Heter mechira. Heter mechira, selling land to now be matar shvius. You can't just sell because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, right? That you're not allowed to give a matas chinam. You're not allowed to give a compliment to a guy, and you're not allowed to give a free gift. Okay, we're not going to talk about this. Everybody say we're not going to share in Avodah Zarah. But those are the three drushas that the Gemara learns from the pasuk midaraisa of lo sechanim. But it's got to be a free gift. It's not a free gift. It's not. We treat Jews different than we do treat guys. We're both saying no more tangent questions. Teek. Yeah, well, no, I feel bad. Yeah, I gave everyone.
Like,
no, I think all those, a lot of those holiday gifts, if it's per people that you're working with, I think a lot, the shach applies to a lot of those situations. I think that's a matir in a lot of those situations. Yeah, I get like tons of questions, and every when it comes to holiday season, a lot of the answers is shop, 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 shop. Yeah.
Tosfos with the Yerach Shleima, are you getting enough from the gift?
No, you have to make sure that you're not getting enough from the gift. Rabbi Yisai, what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? That's all good and nice in Shitas HaTosfos. And who agrees with the Tosfos, Rabbi Yisai? The Rosh. He says the same Cheshbon. The Rambam paskins what? Ein beginim enos ein tam. And yet he paskins what? It's Motar Ba'anah. We're up the creek. No, we're not. We're not up the creek. There's one simple solution. What's the simple solution? The whole problem only started if you hold like Rabbi Avo in the Gemara Pesachim. But if you hold the Yisr Anah, only is Noveah from what? From Lo Ye'achel. So not when the Torah said Lo Yochlu was at Asr Ba'anah. So the whole Kasha of Gidanasha never starts. The only Kasha was because the Torah says Al-Kain Lo Yochlu, and included in that Lashon of the Pasuk and Parshas by Yishlach was in Yisr Anah. That's only true in Rabbi Avo. But according to Rabbi Chizkiah, I didn't see Lo Ye'achel in the Pasuk by Gidanasha. So therefore it's Heter Gomer. Good. Who does the Rambam Paskin like? So says the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam Paskin's like Rabbi Avo. If the Rambam is passing like Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Yisai, that solution that the Rabbeinu Yoyna has quoted by the Rosh held, that he can hold like Chizkiah, will not help us for Shitas HaRambam. So Rabbi Yisai, we have question number one, as I presented yesterday, on Shitas HaRambam, just from the simple Cheshbon of our Tosfos on our Daf. How does the Rambam Paskin aim beginning in Osin Tam, seemingly to Paskin like Rabbi Avo, and still Paskin that it's Mutar Ba'anah? Question one. Question number two. Rabbi Yisai, the Rambam Paskins, where is this Rambam by Nevela? Tess of what?
No,
Tess of Yud Zion is where he passes in beginning of the same time. Where is Ches Yudalit is where he says Mutar Ba'anah. What? Ches Vav? Oh, good. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. Ha'oichel gid anoshe shel nevela o shel treifa. Perak Ches Machos Asuris Halachavav. Ha'oichel gid anoshe shel nevela o shel treifa o shel oila chayiv shtayim. Whoa. The Rambam Paskins ain't beginning in recent times. The Gemara says, as I started off Shir with, the Gemara in Kuf Aleph, I'm reading the Gemara that Moshe underlined. Rabbi Shimon, who old ain't beginning nice in time, Bishani Osim the Omer Kra, Al Kain Lo Yochu Bnei Yisrael Eskid Anoshe, Mishagido Aser, Upsara Mutter, Yatsazu Shagido Aser, Upsara Aser. Why does Gid Anoshe not apply to a non kosher animal? Because what? This Basar was Aser anyways. Im Kain, Rabbi Yisai, Frektakashe, what? The Rambam shouldn't apply the din of Gid Anoshe to a Nevela.
Just
because he's on the
Ein
Mevatlin
doesn't mean it's still
not
kosher eating.
Ein Mevatlin?
It's just because
he's
still.
Why?
It's not
the same animal. But it's non kosher. The Gemara says
Yatsuzu Shib Psar Osir.
Psar
Osir. It's Tmeya. It goes away.
But shouldn't the same logic apply?
No.
Why not? It's Psar Osir.
Yeah,
is the Basar Asr? Okay, so give me the Yisr Gid. But don't give me. The Ram saying you're Malka Shtayim. I have a question, Rabbi Yisai. In beginning of an Isin Tam, Gid Anoshe, right? If I eat a Gid, not a Gid Anoshe, if I eat a Gid of a Chves, I don't know, some other part of the animal, okay? Do I get Malkus for Nevela?
No.
Absolutely not. Right? If I eat Atzamos, Rabbi Yisai, we learned, right? Do I get Malkus? Absolutely not, right? Right? It's not, what? It's Usr, but it's not going to be Malkus Daraisa. Maybe Achshave, whatever. But it's not going to, it's Pater Aval Usr. The Rambam says Pfeirish, Atzamos, Gidim. These are not meat. This is not edible food. This is not. Yeah, what does the Rambam say? Yeah, the Rambam's saying what? When it comes to what? Gid Anoshe. Ha'ichol Gid Anoshe shel Nevela, o shel Trefa, o shel Ola, Chayiv Shtayim. So now you're going to tell me what? That by Gid Anoshe, now you do get Malkus for Nevela? If it wouldn't be a Gid Anoshe, what? I would have said what? You're potter, you're off the hook. Why am I saying Nevela comes at? Number one, how am I dealing with the Gemara? So you have a suggestion for the Gemara. I can differentiate between a Behemoth Meya and a Nevela. Good, we're going to get there. But fundamentally, this doesn't carry the Yisr Nevela. It's a Gid. It's a Gid. It's a sciatic nerve. Nerves don't have the Yisr. It's Gidim. And it's Ein Beginim and No Sein Tam. So you want to tell me there's a Chiddush in the Torah and Parshas Vayishlach? Gid Anoshe, Alfal Pisha Eitz Ba'almahu, even though it's a piece of wood, but the Chiddush, that there's a din of Gid Anoshe. But what, Rabbi Yisai? But ultimately what? But don't extend it to the other Yisurim, to the Vela, Shver Aramba. Rabbi Yisai, Kasha number two on Shittas Aramba. Kasha number three, give me 1 second. Kasha number three. What's another thing about it? What? Good, good, good. That's what Edmund's saying. Right. You're saying it's not a mintar, eh? It was a mintar. Good, good. But you're not answering my second gasha. But it should be no different than another gid of an avela. Gidim are not busser. What? Let's say you were out of gid on Oshavi. And I would eat a gid of the ankle. I don't know. Give me another gid. Yosef, give me another gid. The tendon of the back.
The Torah,
I don't know.
Considered the gid
Now Avi's starting to speak Shara Melech. Ooh, Kishmak. We're going to get there. Rabbi say, you're killing my momentum here. Rabbi say, I have another kash in the Rama. What's the other kash in the Rama, Rabbi say? What's the other Gemara that said, according to the In Beginim No Saint Tom, what doesn't apply, Rabbi say? No, not Chutzlaris, was the other din there.
Kutchin.
The din was Gemara and Tzadi Aleph that says that if you hold Ein Begidim Enos in Tam, so you get Malkus for what? Gid Anoshe Ika Kodshim Leka. I read you the Rambam again. Ha'oichel Gid Anoshe Shel Nevela O Shel Trefa O Shel Oila. Chayv Shtayim. Sorry, whose Rambam is this?
Oila is different though, no? What is Oila?
Comes along the Kesef Mishnah, quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, Kosov b'tshuvas harashba, hikshis de muchach beperek gid anoshe peitesam et beis, de lamanda omer ein begidim anois in tam, ein iser mukdashim noyigbo. Says the Rashba, the Rambam missed the Gemara in gid anoshe chulin peitesam et beis. If you learn the Gemara in peitesam et beis, the Gemara says if you hold ein begidim anois in tam, there is no hekdish. And what? Vishakain Posak Rambam. And the Rambam paskins what? Ein Begidim Enos Ein Tam. We know the Rambam paskins Ein Begidim Enos Ein Tam. That's the end of what? Perek Tesvov. He says Ein Begidim Enos Ein Tam. So the oil of Posak, the Chayv Shtayim, Umanda Mechayv Shtayim, Al Korch Yisla Yish Begidim Enos Ein Tam. Vikasha Didei Adidei. Frek the Rashba and Chuvis. The Rambam is upgeschluckt. The Rambam is Soyser himself. The Rambam is against the Gemara. Rabbi, we have Pasha to Shir Kloli over here. We have a stack against the Rambam, Rabbi, from Hana, from Hekdish, from Psarnevela. What in the world is going on with Shitas HaRambam, Rabbi? Shver Rambams that seem to be ignoring all of the Mahalchim of the Gemara in the din of Ein Begidin B'nai Sintam. Yeah, Mal.
What happened to Ashur?
Oh, beautiful. So, Rabbi Yisai, I want to introduce to you a Gemara in Beitza that the Shara Melech introduces. Okay? This is a fascinating Rashi in Maseches Beitza. On Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. I don't think so. Possibly, but I don't think so. Listen up. The Gemara is talking about... Anyone have a Shas here? No. The Gemara is talking about Truma Tmei. Or Chalat Tmei. The din is that I'm not Truma Tmei. What do I have to do with it? Rabbi say, anyone know? I have to burn it. There's a mitzvah to burn it. No one could eat it. There's a mitzvah to be served it, right? So the Gemara said, Rashi says that if I feed Truma Tmei, listen to this. It's unbelievable. You read this Rashi, if you read it carefully, you fall out of your chair. Rashi says that if you feed Truma Tmei to your animal. Am I allowed to burn Truma Tmei on Yom Tov, Rabosei?
No.
You have to wait till Yom HaSheni, that's what the Gemara says, you have to wait till Boker HaSheni to burn all the Truma. The Noisar, we don't burn on Yom Tov or Kachim that are invalid. We burn on Chol HaMoed, we wait until the Boker HaSheni, like Rashi quotes all the time on the Psukim. So says Rashi, If you burn Truma Tmeya, right, you violate a malacha. You're not allowed to burn, right? Not only if I burn Truma Tmeya, but if I got that Truma Tmeya destroyed in another way, namely what? I fed it to my animal, says Rashi, I just violated the Isser of Srefa. What? My animal just ate it. How in the world do you look at, based on the destruction and the beer of this animal devouring this food, that now is somehow a match that got ignited in a halachic rip? Says Rashi, listen to what Rashi says. Says Rashi, since you now destroyed and accomplished beer, truma, tmeya, through the animal eating it, hichshiva Torah, achshivei through the eyes of the Torah, keilu nisraf, and it's as if you ignited an imaginary flame, and now you burnt up the truma tmeya or the challah tmeya, and that is exactly what the Rashi says. There's an achshivei that we learned in the eyes of the individual to now take something that's not edible and now eat it, and then there's an achshivei through the eyes of the what? Of the Torah. Why is it achshavei through the eyes of the Torah? Because the Torah saw that in other areas of halacha, you were accomplishing something productive by the act that you're doing. Now we're going to make it as if, even though you were doing something productive in one realm of halacha, now we're going to make it as if achshavei to ilu you were nisra. Sreifa? I didn't even light a fire. I didn't even light a match. There's no bonfire over here. HaTorah Yechshivil. Look at the Rashi in Beitzach of Zayin of an Aleph. Fascinating Rashi.
Is it Toldah or like Sreifa?
Sreifa Mamish. Toldah is a Sreifa Mamish. What? Oh. So, Avi Rashi, I don't think, says it. Rav Soloveitchik had a chumrah with an Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. Listen to this, Ravosa. Okay, this is really off topic, but Avi, you did it. Rav Soloveitchik had a chumrah to flush the leftover chametz from your Shabbos morning meal down the toilet. Would be a chi of sreifa,
same
based on this Rashi. Wow. Because I'm being the kaim what on Shabbos?
Beer.
What? So according to Rashi, by me destroying it, so then what? He has said you have to eat it all up because according to Rashi, achshavei, and now it's as if you let a match on Shabbos through the kind of Rashi. That's what? It's mamish what? Comes along the Shara Melech, and the Shara Melech says, like this Rashi said, in the world of Sreifa, in the world of Shabbos, in the world of Malacha, I am going to use that in the world of what? Gid Hanosh. This is the Shitas Hashar HaMelech. The boy said, don't forget the Shar HaMelech. Says the Shar HaMelech, the answer to the Rambam is through the concept of Achshavei Shel HaTorah. When the Torah says the Shar HaMelech, Al Kei, Lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael yid hanoshem. What did the Torah say? The Torah was now being machshiv, even though ein beginim nois in tam, even though alts metzias, and physically this item doesn't have taste. And if you would ask someone to taste it, it would taste like wood. Afal pisha etsu hatayra asraso. But the Torah didn't only aser it. The Torah asered it with a certain word. What was the word? The Torah called it achila. So ignore the reality, but don't just say it's exeris hakos. We assumed, Rabot said, the way to approach the sugya and to navigate is to say, it's really wood. And it's a chiddush haTorah in the world of Gid Hanoshe that you're chayav for wood. Says the Shara Melech, that's not the pshat. The pshat is Gid Hanoshe in the world of Gid Hanoshe, and when Gid Hanoshe applies, then we're treating this as what? Achshavei le Basar. The Chiddush HaTorah was to be machshavei, not to just say you're chayev, not to just say ignore the fact that it's wood, was to say that this is a royal achila. Achshavei HaTorah le Basar. If that's the pshat, says the Shara Melech, that's going to answer all the kashas. Zok the Shara Melech, the Rambam says what? The Rambam says, it's what? It's chaya for nevela. Zok the Rambam, Zok the Shara Melech, yeah, it's chaya for nevela. You know why it's chaya for nevela? Because actually, once it becomes basar, once the nature of the chiddush haTorah and get anoshe is to treat it like basar, so in such a reality, when you have a get anoshe, it's going to be what? A violation of what? Of psar nevela. Now I just ate nevela. I asked you guys, right, Rabbi, if you eat another get in another part of the body, everyone would say that's like eating bones. That's like eating nothing. Yeah, that's because there's no akshave there. It's the critical point, the trigger is that because you find yourself in the world of Giranoshe, and the Torah used the lashon of Achila by Giranoshe, which means treat the Giranoshe as what? As Basar? Don't just say it's an exception to the rule, we're going to be Mechayev you, even though it's not Basar. No, the pshat in the Torah is that it is Basar. We treat Giranoshe as Basar, so now that's going to have ramifications outside of the world of Giranoshe. A Giranoshe of a Nevela will be different than every other Gid. And you're going to be Mechayev for Nevela. That's pshat in the Rambam. Why does the Gemara say that when it comes to Basar Tmeya, I'm not Chayev? The answer is because there was no Akshave. There's no Akshave because there's never a what. It never gets off the ground like Edmund was saying. Fundamentally, Giranoshe doesn't apply to a non-kosher animal. If Giranoshe doesn't apply to a non-kosher animal, so you don't have the Akshave. But when you have, like you guys were saying, you have a kosher animal over here. You have an Isser Giranoshe. And now it's just a situation where there's another Isser being carried on this animal, like an Avela. That's not similar to a Basar Tmeya. So there's no Kasha on the Rambam from Basar Tmeya, from the Gemara Kuf Aleph, from Rav Shimon. Because over here, it's Akshave, that's going to be Mechayev you for something that has the Isser Get Anoshe. Basar Tomei never had the Isser Get Anoshe to begin with, so the Akshave never starts. Gotcha. That's the Pshat. What do we do with Osir Ba'ano? Why does the Rambam hold its Mutter Ba'ano? What do you mean, why does the Rambam hold its Mutter Ba'ano? Zok de Sharamelech Givaldik. What else is Mutter Ba'ano? Nevela. What is Get Anoshe according to this Pshat? Buster! Buster Nevela Givaldik! This is included in the Torah! It's included in the Heter HaTorah! Through Akshave, now I can understand, since the Rambam approached the Sugya, through Akshave, so everything makes sense! Zokter and Rav Sharamel, it's beautiful! The Rambam held it, the way this works is through Akshave, like the Rashi and Beit Zachov Zayin! Now Alex says to me, but what about Kodshim? What's Pshat in Kodshim? Rabbi Yisai, there was another Akron that I put on the Maram HaKremis. And that Achron is the Or Sameach. And the Or Sameach is a very similar Mahalach to the Shaar HaMelech. But he says something fascinating. This is wild. Mayor of Rabbi Yisai. Yeah, Judah.
I have a question on the Rambam. Why the Rambam say you're five, two sets of lashes, or something you did not show just is considered only the video?
No, you still, no, Torah said, this is what the Torah says. The Torah says, Gid Anoshe is Asur. But it's not the way we assume that Gid Anoshe is, you can close your eyes and ignore the reality, and even though it's eight, so you should eat it. Says the Rambam, Gid Anoshe becomes what? Becomes Basar. So now you're vada going to get Malkus for Gid Anoshe, right? Now the Rambam is talking about a situation where you have a Gid Anoshe of an Avela animal, of an animal that wasn't shefted properly. Such a situation is like now eating Basar Nevela. So you get two lashes, one for Gid Anoshe and one for Nevela. Got it? Yeah. Right.
So how does that fit with Akshave?
Physically, it's Aim Begidim Nosein Tam. If you want to know, does this give off taste to the rest of my pot if it's taken off? By the way, did someone call Shiner? Okay, good. But if it does give off taste... Hi, Shiner. So does it give off taste to the pot? No, no problem. Physically, in terms of its reality, there is no taste. But that's not necessarily going to be the end of the story in terms of all the Yisur. It's still relevant to say Ein Begidim Nosein Tam, but it's still Akshave Labasar. No, it's not. Once Begabas, even if you hold Ein Begidim Nosein Tam, the Torah still told you not to eat the gift.
But Ein Begidim Nosein Tam is telling us that it's not like Nevela.
In terms of the
Akshave song,
Akshave is telling you, ignore the facts. Ignore the facts, but the Torah perceived Legabe the Gid, it to be Basar. Yeah, that's the Chiddush. Yeah, Mal.
The answer to Rambam, great, but you still have... Why doesn't the Sharmel still have a problem that the Gemara read, like the Pasha of the Gemara is reading that if you say in beginning no same time, then you have a problem. Like the Gemara doesn't read like Akshave at all.
Right.
It doesn't sound like that.
Correct.
Real,
correct. It doesn't work out in the Shach Levitar.
Now you just have the whole Gemara sitting right. Up against
correct.
The Sharmel. Yeah,
right. But the Rambam, the Sharmel is saying the Rambam could have had this out, the Gemara could have said this opt out, but it doesn't. Right.
I'm confused. So according to the Rambam with Akshave, it's okay to have a not from Bossa, but if you do eat this basa, you will get mamas.
Right. For achila. Right.
The same thing hold up for achila.
Why does the Rambam give a reason for, like he said it's mutar b'hana. He said that the gira nasha is mutar b'hana because of like achi yitvarish tor shabal peh. Is that this reason?
Yeah, that's the way the Sharm Aleph is explaining. Yeah, exactly. That's what the Torah Shabbal Peh explained to how we approach this pasuk and the way we're viewing this pasuk. No, Torah Shabbal Peh is the Gemara. Yeah, Rabbi Isai comes along the Sharm, comes along the Or Sameach, and he quotes a Gemara. And Rabbi Isai, listen to this Gemara. Listen to this Chah. It's a Gemara Bechoris that I didn't put on the Marmar Kaimis, but I'm going to say it outside Rabbi Isai. The Gemara Bechoris talks about the following idea. Rabbi Isai, before something is Mekabel Tumah, the Bailin have to be Choshev about it. It has to be Nicha. I don't know if you've ever came across this in your trails in the Gemara, but the Gemara says that something, an item, in order to be a fruit, receive Tumah, it has to be Nichale, that the Bailim wanted to be Mekabel Tumah, that the water that now comes in contact with it, it was Nichale LeBailim, and therefore it's now susceptible to be Mekabel Tumah. Good. So the Torah, the Gemara talks about being Machshiv, the item, in order to now be Mekabel Tumah. Good. So the Gemara raises the following possibility. Fascinating debate. Can you apply an item, the Isser, the Torah assering an item to be as if the Bailim were not choshev about this item, but ha'im oimrim isurei chishuva. The fact that this item is Asser, is that like as if now that's an automatic hechshiv, that this is something to consider for now the item to be Mekabel Tumah within the world of Tumah Vitar. So comes along the Gemara and he says, Rabbanan could subscribe to Isurei Chushuvo, but the fact that the Torah assered such an item, obviously the Torah was considering such an item, such a vessel, such an entity, so therefore it could be susceptible to be Mekabel Tumah. This is the Gemara in Bechoris Daf Yud. But who? But Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Isuro Chushuvo. Says the Or Sameach, this is like the Meir Simchadik. He says what? He says the Rambam saw in this Gemara that Rav Shimon does not subscribe to Isurei Chishuva, which means is very similar, says the Or Sameach, to this concept of what? Something that the Torah assered, or something that the Torah was being machshiv instead of the individual being machshiv. And Rav Shimon holds in beginning of the same time, and all the flows of the Gemara, he didn't hold of this vort of achshiveh. But, says the Rambam, but I could paskin Isurei Chushuvo, I could paskin Achshavei, and even though I agree and I subscribe to Reb Shimon Shita that ain't beginning of no same time, but you could have a reality called Achshavei and therefore get Malkis for Nevela. Okay, but what's the big Chiddush? So it's just a fascinating Gemara, whether or not you got what the Or Sameach said from that Gemara, I don't care, you can have the Chiddush, the Sharm Aleph said this Chiddush even without the Gemara Bechoris. But listen to the Chap of the Or Sameach. Says the Or Sameach, every other case of Hektish, the Torah says not to be nene from Hektish, not to use Hektish. The Torah uses all other terminology when it comes to Hektish, except for one karbon. There's one karbon that the Torah says explicitly, what lashon? Lo yochal achila! And that's which carbon, Rabbi Isai? The carbon of oilah. Says the Or Sameach, go back to the Rambam. The Rambam wasn't ignoring the Gemara by Hektish. The Rambam was very well aware of the Tshuvas HaRashba's Kasha from the Gemara at the beginning of Gira Noshe, from the Gemara on Pei Testament Beis. The Rambam says, Ha'oichol Gira Noshe shel nevela, o shel trefa, o shel oilah, chayim shtayim. The Rambam says the Or Sameach was very specific in what type of korban would have this iser carried to it from Ginanoshe. Why? Because of Achshevei. Because when it came to Achila, by areas where it says Achila, like Nevela, or like Oila, then you have the din of Achshevei. That, and I saw this Or Sameach, I poshut fell off my chair. That's godless. Oh, Now you understand why I told Tzvi Hirsch the first Rebbe picture that he gets in Yeshiva Ketana, it should be Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk. Because he was Medayik. It's my son. Tzvi. Rabbi Yisai. That's the Yisoid of Achshuveh. That's the Yisoid of the Shara Melech. That's the Yisoid of the Sugya. That's the Yisoid of the Rambam. That's the Yisoid to answer all the kashas. And you can look up the Menchas Chinuch, who has a different type of a different answer in Mirtz Hashem. Maybe we'll talk about it on Sunday. There's one problem over here, Rabbi Simcha. One problem with this, I close. Bottom line, when I eat this Gidonosh, does it have taste?
No.
So isn't there a problem with that?
Pretty much.
Okay, good. Your machshavit, it's a chefza of achila, Rabbi said. But why isn't it what? We learned from the Chavos Das, Rabbi Yisrael, we learned in Sugyas of Nois and Tam Lef Gam that there's two Pturim. Frecht Schultz, Akasha, very nice. This is Macholos Asurus. But guess what? Oh, it smells horrible. This is not considered a what? A Maisa Achila. So let every Gid Anoshe what? Be Macholos Asurus. Be innocent of male. You can say Ptur, you can say Chidushim Achshavei from today until tomorrow. But let me be Potter for Malchus for what? Out the Gavra. That I never did a Maisa Achila on this. Because it's not edible. Why isn't it implicit that what? I should also always be Potter for Malchus because the item is not edible. Mirtz Hashem Rabbeisai will pick up here on Sunday morning. What? The Shach.